This is Robin Healy. I'm a volunteer with the Adelphi Breast Cancer Hotline Program at Adelphi University. And our hotline phone number is 800-877-8077.
What does the hotline do?
The hotline fields phone calls from anybody who, generally it's women who are having issues regarding breast health or have been diagnosed with breast cancer or have had some positive findings in a mammogram or all kinds of questions regarding breast health and breast cancer. And we try to help them emotionally. We help them with referrals to other agencies if we feel that that's what they need. Basically anything that revolves around breast health.
Now, you mentioned how emotional sometimes it gets. How do you handle somebody who is freaking out? Perhaps they just got the word recently and they're dealing with you, a stranger. So in some ways it lets them, be more honest about their feelings. How do you handle it?
The first thing that we do is listen. We'll answer the phone. We'll say something like, good morning, good afternoon. This is Robin. How can I help you? And generally, if they're really distraught or very upset, they will generally just start. And you listen and try to figure out exactly what it is that's what they're most upset about. And you just try to you listen, number one, and then you try to just talk to them about whatever their main concern is. The one thing that for all of us, I think, is so powerful about the hotline is that at some point during the conversation, we generally will let the person know that we've also been through breast cancer ourselves, so that they're speaking to somebody who truly does understand what they've been through. And that, for most people, is extremely comforting.
Is that why you volunteered?
Absolutely.
Tell me your story.
My story. Six and a half, almost 7 years ago, I went for a routine yearly mammogram, and they saw something on the mammogram that they didn't like. And basically, before I walked out of the office, they were fairly sure that I had breast cancer. So I was sent to a breast surgeon. I had a biopsy, and it was confirmed. And that's my story. And then I had a mastectomy with chemotherapy.
And how are you doing now? You must be doing great because you're a volunteer and you sound fab.
I'm doing great. I really am. But one thing that's powerful that was powerful for me at the time of my diagnosis were other women who had been through it. And I did not, unfortunately, at that particular time, I was not aware of the hotline. But as we all know, living where we live, we all know women who have had breast cancer, and those people were the most powerful support for me, because those were the people that truly, somebody who's not had breast cancer can say, I understand, it must be horrible, but they don't truly, it's like anything else, until you've walked a mile in someone's shoes, you don't truly understand.
Now, everybody's story is certainly powerful, but does it really get to you some days where you just, you're sort of swept away by all the emotion?
There are certain cases that certain phone calls that you get that are extremely difficult. For me, it's those phone calls that we get where the breast cancer has metastasized and they're in, there's women who are in stage four and who are really have advanced cancer. Those are the cases that I find the most challenging. However, we do have at the hotline, which I think is really important. If as a volunteer, we have a phone call that we feel, is either too emotionally upsetting for us, or that we feel is out of our realm, we do have the ability to refer to our social workers. So that's what we do. And and the social work staff there is extremely supportive of the volunteers. If ever you feel that a call is too much for you, they will either guide you through it or take that call from you immediately. So there's great support there for the volunteers and for the callers.
Now, the reason I'm talking to you today, Robin, is because you guys are looking for volunteers now. And how does that work? If somebody is interested in volunteering and they contact you, how does that actually work?
Okay, all they have to do, if anybody's interested in volunteering, is call our hotline number, at 1-800-877-8077 and tell whoever answers the phone that they're interested in becoming a volunteer. And that number will be given to one of our social workers, and she will contact that person. It used to be, and I'm not sure if this is still true, that anybody who was a breast cancer survivor who wanted to volunteer had to be at least a year post-diagnosis. Okay. I'm sorry, post-treatment,
yeah.
Not post-diagnosis, post-treatment. Right. Now, I'm not sure if that's the case, although I suspect it probably is, because they just want to make sure that the person is coming through it and is okay, is healthy enough and emotionally mostly at that point to deal with some of the phone calls that come in. Because quite honestly, you never know what's coming.
Well, that's
for sure. You know,
that
phone rings and you don't know what's behind that phone call.
Do you think everybody makes a good volunteer, or do you think it's a certain kind of person that makes a good volunteer?
I think that as far as the breast cancer program goes, there are opportunities for almost anybody. I mean, there are other opportunities besides, you know, Hotline. They're also always looking for people to help with office work and fundraising and outreach and all kinds of other things. I think as far as the Hotline volunteers go, I think it does have to be a certain kind of a person. But it's probably one of the most rewarding things I've ever done.
That was my last question, Robin. How do you feel after a day of volunteering? Do you volunteer for a few hours?
No, we actually do 2 hours. We only do a couple of hours.
Okay.
You know, when somebody says to me, you know, thank you so much. You have no idea how much you've helped me. You know, there's nothing better than that. Because sometimes you don't know if what you've said to that person has truly helped them. It's only when we think that usually it does, but there are some people who are very verbal about it. And when they say that to you, you know, that's exactly what we're there for, to help them with their fears. And because it's a very, very scary diagnosis.